Hi, welcome to a stand-up podcast around the medium-term budget policy statement that the Minister of Finance issued today. And in this segment, we're talking to Taryn Sankar, who's the head of credit within the fixed income team. And we want to explore what this means from a credit perspective, what it means for SOEs, and what it means for credit rating agencies. So Taryn, can we start off with perhaps the implications for credit rating agencies? Obviously, there has been a deterioration in the fiscal parameters. Certainly, the headline numbers are now worse. We've got an increase in the budget deficit. We've got a sizable increase in government's debt, taking it up to a projected 77% of GDP. We've got an increase in the debt servicing cost, taking that up eventually at this stage to 22% of government revenue. So sizable deterioration in the key fiscal parameters. We are already significantly below investment grade in terms of our credit rating status from the rating agencies. What does this mean from a credit rating perspective?
Thanks, Kevin. So in terms of debt burden, as you mentioned, debt to GDP peaks at about 77% in 2025 and 2026. And that's not wildly out of line with rating agencies' expectations broadly. It is quite a bit higher than what National Treasury itself predicted at February's budget. And so I think the pace of deterioration will be a key focus for the rating agencies. And importantly, the credibility of debt ultimately stabilizing at that level, just given the degree of revenue under collection and expenditure overshoot that was noted to date.
Taryn, do you think the rating agencies would look to revise the outlook in terms of their, take us to a negative outlook, or do you think they just stick with the current credit rating?
So just as a kind of for context and as a reminder, the rating outlook essentially gives the likelihood of a rating being downgraded or remaining the same over a period of 12 to 18 months. And so South Africa's stable outlook suggests that the rating agencies believe that the rating's unlikely to change over the next 12 to 18 months based on when it was initially assigned. Certainly, the deterioration that we've seen in the MTBPS and the fact that debt to GDP kind of peaks out at a much higher level does suggest that the risks to the rating outlook changing from a stable outlook to a negative outlook have increased. And certainly we'll look to see what the rating agencies respond. But from an overall rating perspective, so from a debt to GDP perspective, South Africa is still relatively well positioned compared to some of its peers. And there are a number of strengths to the rating that also support the rating at its current level, including our deep and liquid capital markets, the nature and tenor of our debt being largely denominated in local currencies and having an average tenor of around 12 years. So we feel that the rating agencies will need to balance the clear strengths supporting South Africa's credit ratings against the deteriorating fiscal backdrop. And ultimately, the likelihood of a rating outlook changing, in our view, is significantly higher than an outright rating downgrade at this point.
Taryn, can we turn our attention to the financing of state-owned enterprises? Obviously, ahead of this budget, there was an expectation that perhaps the minister would announce some sort of financial assistance for Transnet. We know that the post office needs additional funds. We know that the SABC needs funds. Yet none of that was actually announced. The minister seems to be adopting a much harder stance towards SOEs, requiring that they sort their balance sheets out before the government gets involved in restructuring or taking over significant debt. What is your sense of where government is with regards to the failing SOEs and their willingness to ultimately restructure them?
The MTBPS saw a reiteration of government's tough stance on SOEs. We didn't see any change to the Eskom debt relief of $254 billion that was announced in February. In fact, we saw stricter conditions in order for Eskom to access that debt relief. So conditions such as Eskom needing to pay interest on parts of the loan at a rate to be determined by the Minister of Finance. If Eskom defies any of the conditions as specified by National Treasury, the loan would not be converted into equity. And that's a key element of providing the financial support to Eskom. And even as far as National Treasury reducing the amount of debt relief available to Eskom by up to 5% should Eskom not comply with any of the conditions that they've specified. So a really clear signal to the SOEs that the support that government will provide is not without conditions and that they're not afraid to enforce these conditions. I think on the Transnet side, in line with our expectations, we didn't expect much to come in the way of clarity for possible equity injection or other government support. But what was really interesting in the minister's detailing of Transnet was his reference to taking lessons learned from previous bailouts and not wanting to repeat the same mistakes. So there was quite a bit of a pushback to the urgency of the Transnet crisis. The minister spent quite a bit of time kind of unpacking the financial cost of a failing logistics sector, stating that 5% of GDP was essentially lost in 2022 and that losses in the mineral sector alone amounted to 50 billion. But even against that backdrop, he was quite firm in saying that they will prioritize, and they being National Treasury, will prioritize reforms first to deal with the short-term immediate crisis, which is to ensure that Transnet can meet its immediate debt obligations, and then secondly to deal with a longer-term structural plan. And what was interesting to me in the minister's approach to outlining Transnet was saying that the National Treasury is looking to transform sectors as opposed to just save failing entities. And so I think that gives some insight into the planning horizon that National Treasury is actually addressing some of these failing SOEs, and importantly, the level of depth of planning from an holistic industry perspective that will be needed increasingly to access equity injections from the government.
Great, Taryn. Thanks for those insights. Very valuable.